If you've struggled with the idea of how do I structure my team to maximize the productivity of my office, but also reduce the amount of stress, you're going to want to listen to this video because it's one thing I'm going to talk about. I just finished up a coaching call with another client and highlighted this very issue, the very thing that my client's struggling with, much like many of the clients I've worked with over the years. And they're struggling with, how many staff do I need? What kind of staffing levels do I need? Where do I need people put? What seats do I need occupied? What roles and responsibilities should people have? So with that, my name is Kevin Johnson, and I'm the CEO of Leverage Consulting, as well as the creator of Leverage U, the online university. So with the one conversation that we had, and this is a one big premise, one big fallacy, one big thing that needs to be evaluated and looked at in every practice that I work with, and quite honestly, it's probably yours. And that is, how many team members do you need? But there's this one topic that always comes up. And it comes up in different ways, but in the way in which it came up with this client this week is the team wanted to throttle the schedule back. They wanted to pull the schedule down, and they wanted to change it in such a way that it didn't become stressful to them. That's a problem. And here's the reason why this is a problem. If Matt, let's take it outside the world of your office or any office for that matter, and let's take it and put it into a manufacturing facility. If your manufacturing facility could create, let's just say, 1,000 widgets in a day, and you had trucks that could deliver 500 widgets per day, would you decrease the amount of widgets that you can create every day? Or, so in a sense, you have fixed costs for your facility, you have overhead that is related to your staffing and other variable expenses, and you have all these things that you have to cover. So why would you pull down the productivity of the office purely because this is all that my trucks can handle? In that situation, what you do is you start looking at, I have to buy more trucks. Or maybe another solution is, I'm not going to get more trucks, I'm going to get different trucks, because maybe I have small to medium trucks and I need larger trucks. So in that scenario, we don't pull down the capacity, because if the demand is there, we don't pull down the capacity of the manufacturing facility to meet what the trucks can provide. No, instead, we fix our delivery problem. So in your office, we take it back out of the manufacturing facility and take this example back to your office and into my client's office. What we're doing is we're maximizing what the producer can do. So if you're a multi-doctor office, if you're a single doctor office, you have multiple producers, it doesn't matter. You can break this down based on the number of producers that you have, but sometimes when you have multi-producer offices, you'll have some efficiencies. But here's the thing. Never, ever, ever should you look at, should we throttle the schedule back? And there's times where people will do it when they know they have staff members that are going away on vacation. They've not cross-trained team members to take over other roles. So for example, I think about treatment coordinators. When I think about a treatment coordinator who goes away on vacation, we can't put treatment coordination on hold just because Judy is on vacation for the next week. No, we have to make sure that we keep this system and this process rolling, because when Judy gets back, the treatment acceptance rate for that 1 week's worth of patients, it won't be 85%, I can assure you. And it creates that much more work, because now we have to track down all those patients. It's a lot more work to explain it to them over the phone. We're doing all these consults basically two times. So when we think about how do we staff the office, and we think about where do we even start? How do we really evaluate this, and how do we maximize it? The first and foremost place that we're going to start is with the producer, because that's the one resource we only have one of, okay? So we need to know what they're capable of doing. Throw everything out the window in terms of what you're capable of doing right now, because you're probably gonna start thinking about, well, I can't do this because, I can't do this because. Throw all that out the window. In a perfect world, what could you do? How many patients could you see in a day? How many procedures could you do in a day? And you start looking at it from that perspective. So if you were surrounded by superheroes all day long, your staff was nothing but a bunch of people with capes, and they were superheroes, how many would you need? that's what you need to start thinking in terms of, not, well, these team members aren't good enough, or they're not trained, they're not this. The system needs to start, and it needs to be designed based off what the producer can do. And then you start looking at the individuals that you do have. That's where I start to create the plan of how we design a team that will maximize the producer. So keeping it simple, one doctor office. We keep it simple in the sense of how many team members do we need? Because when you think about the individual, let's go back to the truck example. If you have a truck that can haul 100 widgets, and now I buy a truck that can haul 200 widgets, that's the same thing when you hire a brand new team member. When you hire a brand new team member, they may only be able to handle 50% of the tasks that a 10-year or tenured team member would be able to handle. So when you start thinking about how do I get this person from here to there, it is skill set training, and then it's the personality traits that they have. And I can, you know, we can run through skill sets, and I'm talking about hard skill sets like knowing your software inside and out, knowing your procedures inside and out, knowing systems and scripting and things like that. Those are all hard skill sets. When you start thinking about personality traits, I'm talking about work ethic, I'm talking about speed, I'm talking about being prepared, I'm talking about being on time, things like that. Because it's not just, do you know my software? It's all those other things that I just listed last. And those are oftentimes the things that will make that one team member work circles around others. So when you really think about the team that you have, this is a formula or a way in which you can look at your team. When you take your absolute best assistant, take your absolute best front desk employee that you've ever had or ever seen, and look at how much work they can get done, consider them to be a 10 out of 10. Then you look at the team that you have now, and maybe this person is a 4 out of 10. And maybe they're a 4 out of 10 purely because they just started. There's no way they're going to be a 10 out of 10. So they're really not, we're only 40% of their capacity to maximize the producer. So just because you say, I have 8 employees or I have 10 employees, doesn't mean you have a full team. Because when this person is only working at 40% capacity, you have, and if let's just say if you had 10 people working at 40% capacity, you don't have a full team. So that's where we create that plan. And we can create the plan when we talk about, it starts with leadership and management. And we talk about things in terms of them having their own individual development plans. We talk about them having goals and responsibilities within their own job description. And then, again, they have responsibilities sometimes of reporting up or reporting to others or incorporating others into it, which, guess what? That's teamwork. That's what teamwork's all about. So when you're really, really looking at the staffing levels for your office, you might be looking at those right now purely because you might be working with your accountant and starting to work on taxes and so forth. Maybe you just got your fourth quarter reports like another client got today. So when you're looking at staffing levels and am I overstaffed, don't just do a body count. That does not work. Don't just look at what the number is. Look at what their capacity is and what their capability is relative to what you need it to be. And again, kind of rank it on a 4 to 10 or a 6 out of 10, an 8 out of 10. Because if that person is even a 5 out of 10, it takes 2 employees that are a 5 out of 10 to equal 1. So when you're wondering, am I overstaffed, then you might be, or you might be understaffed, grossly understaffed. So you can't just look at the bottom line number. You can't just look at a body count. You need to look at what their capabilities are, rank it, and then start looking at what do I really have, and what do you do with that? You start making a development plan for each and every person. Because if someone is a 5 out of 10, your goal should be in the next couple of months that we turn them into a 7 out of 10. Then we start looking at maybe I can get them to an 8, a 9. Maybe they become the gold standard for everyone else. So when you're really looking at how do you staff your office, number one, don't ever diminish the capacity of the practice purely because of staffing levels. No, instead, we work to get the team up to speed. And that's really the second thing, the second part of this video, is you really need to assess what you really have, not a body count, not just your overhead, but what their capabilities are. And then the third thing is we create that development plan that's based off that and what your needs are. So for a lot of my clients right now, we have a goal of moving the needle with each and every team member that by June 1, which is their summer season, that they're going to have material improvements with each and every team member. So with that, if you follow this three-step process, follow this mindset, I can assure you, you won't be as understaffed as you may be right now. You won't be as worried about overhead because you'll be gearing your office purely towards the producer's capabilities. We work on the capabilities of the team members so we can support those producer, the producer or the producers. So with that, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. This might be a little bit different than what you've heard in the past, but I assure you, if you follow this plan, you follow this mindset, it will change your practice. And with that, if you have ideas or thoughts about this video, drop it in the comments below. If you'd love to talk about this, you can also contact me directly and we'll set up a time. We will talk about you and your team and how to maximize that. Again, my name is Kevin Johnson of Leverage Consulting and the creator of Leverage U, the online university.